It is Your Health, Your Wellness Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest right now is April. April, welcome. Thank you so much for taking part in this amazing feature today. Right off the hop, talk to us a little bit about, you know, yourself, your business, and what services you offer.
Okay. So I am a nurse. I'm a registered practical nurse. I've been a nurse for 15 years now, just about 15 years. I worked predominantly in mental health for a long time in a large mental health facility in Durham Region. And then when I moved to the Valley, I've done a little stint at the Pembroke Hospital, and then I also am casual at the Deep River Hospital. But I've had two babies since I've been here. And so finding that work-life balance was really important for me. And I have a couple friends back in Durham who kind of got into the cosmetic injectables world. And I just thought it was so amazing. We talked a lot about it on night shifts sometimes. I was like, tell me everything. Teach me about this industry. Tell me what you know. And so that's kind of when my, like, interest sparked in it. And then obviously having babies and being on mat leaves, and my whole world has changed since having babies. So when it came time to go back after my most recent mat leave, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do and where did my heart lie in the nursing industry. We had just gone through COVID, so a lot had changed, and just shift work, trying to work shift work and be a mom and have a family and do all of those things. So anyways, I decided that it was time to try something different, and I thought this is the right time for me to kind of explore the medical aesthetics industry and try this. So I actually got hired by a company who was going to open a satellite location in Deep River, and I had conversed with the lead nurse for that place, and I said, I'm ready to do this. I want to do this. And so they hired me on, and I went and did my course. Very shortly after, that location closed, and I lost the opportunity to come out of my training and go into this new business. So I was like, what do I do? What is my next step? And so I ended up talking to my mentor and the nurse that I trained with, and she pushed me and said, you can do this on your own. And that's how I ended up opening my own business. I was kind of thrust into it, and I wasn't expecting that, but I have slowly learned how to own a small business. So that's kind of like the backstory of how I ended up as a business owner. In terms of like medical aesthetics, I did my course at IIAM in Barrie. And I trained in cosmetic injectables, so I did a course in like Botox and fillers, and I did it's just like a brief course. You already have your nursing license, so you're able to go and do this really focused education. And then I
It's all right. No, you're good. Yeah. You're on a roll.
Okay. Keep going. So I finished my course, and I ended up collaborating with that lead nurse who had really encouraged me to continue to pursue this. And if I can give a shout out to Kirsten Fudge at Up North Beauty and Wellness in Bancroft. She was my mentor, and I was able to train with her after I did my course. So I did a 3-month mentorship with her, and she has shaped everything for me going forward. She's been a huge support. She's always there for me. And so that's kind of like my... After I finished my course, I did that, and I've been injecting and operating ever since.
Okay. So what's your business name, and where are you located?
So I am Mudita Medical Aesthetics, and I have two locations. So I am in Deep River on Summit Street, and I'm operating out of Trinity Spa and Wellness there. And then I also have a home-based location in Laurentian Valley. So I'm kind of like Forest Lee and Highway 17 area. And the definition of the word mudita, because that always comes up. People say, where did you get mudita? Why mudita?
That was one of my questions.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. And also, how do you say it? So yes, it's mudita, medical aesthetics. And the definition of the word is vicarious joy and taking delight in the happiness, success, and well-being of others. And I feel like that just resonates so much with my practice and what I hope to achieve. I get a lot of joy from the treatments that I provide for people. And I really enjoy seeing their confidence change. Sometimes I have people come in for their before pictures and they're like, oh my gosh, don't make me stand there. Don't make me do this. And then they come in for a follow-up after they've had treatment and they stand there and they're glowing and they're happy to be taking their picture. So that means so much to me, and I get so much from that. And so I first learned of the word mudita. My aunt traveled to Bali and she did like a yoga wellness retreat, and often they use the term mudita. And ever since she returned from that trip, she has referred to me as her mudita. So there's a heartfelt,
pulling the heartstrings a little bit.
Yeah, heartfelt, yeah. Sentimental meaning behind the word for me. My aunt and I have a very, very close relationship. So, it's a special word to me, and the meaning behind it is really important, and it kind of guides my practice. Okay. So, yeah.
There's a lot of people using the term self-care these days, which is kind of like right up your alley when it comes to cosmetics and Botox and things like that.
Yeah.
How important is it for people to kind of really grasp that idea of self-care, looking after yourself, doing what you do to give yourself confidence and things like that? Because I'm sure you see it day in and day out.
Yeah. So that also stems a lot from like my background with mental health and seeing the effects that when you don't prioritize yourself and you aren't able maybe to prioritize yourself and your self-care, the effects that that can have on your mental health. And then on the flip side, when you really are able to invest and you dedicate that time, say for example, like me as a mom of two kids and I have two jobs and like I have no time, but making the effort to prioritize my self-care and do something at least once in a while for myself, how I feel afterwards. I have Corey from Trinity Spa and Wellness. I went and had her do my nails and I was like, for 3 weeks, my nails looked good and I felt so good. It's like the simple things that, you know, you just have to make the time to do for yourself. And if you're feeling overwhelmed and you have so much going on in your world, you need to try and find an outlet that lets you care about you. You can only be the best person to all of those other people in your life if you feel good inside and your confidence with yourself. So I also offer facial services and skincare consults. I carry a medical grade skincare line called Alumier MD, and they have geared collections for acne care. So people who may have struggled with cystic acne or oily skin or, you know, some of those rosacea, melasma, like all of the different skincare conditions that people have when they look in the mirror that affect them, they struggle with those things, and that relates to other areas of their lives. We have geared collections that can target and help those, and these are clinically proven products that provide results for people that maybe they've never had clear skin in years. And just when you think about the effects that that can have on someone's mental health. So,
do you have men clients?
Do I have what?
Men clients.
So I just had my first male client.
now we're getting into the good stuff. Here we go.
I just had my first male client, and it was actually for a... So you can also use neuromodulators, also known as Botox, for some of the other issues like TMJ. So people who struggle with TMJ or their masseter muscles are very, very tight. You might be clenching at night. You might be grinding your teeth. You can have clicking sometimes in your jaw. Some people suffer with TMJ issues for a very, very long time, and they don't realize that there are treatment options out there available. obviously you always want to consult with a dentist as well, because there might be other underlying issues. But using neuromodulators in the masseter muscles is an incredible treatment to give some relief from that TMJ and the tightness in your masseters. So he came for that, and it was so wonderful. He was so nervous. He phoned me to make an appointment. Wow. And I was like, oh my gosh, a man is on the phone calling me for an appointment. And it was wonderful. And he's got great results. And that was so rewarding for me. I obviously, you don't think many men come for medical aesthetics. But there's other sides to it. It's not strictly appearance and cosmetic purposes. There are other benefits to some of these treatments that I can offer. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It is Your Health, Your Wellness Day here on 104.9 MyFM. April, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, and keep doing all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you so much.